The Sheep Inn podcast is made possible through the courtesy of the Apollo Music Group and a grant from the Mary J. Pinkerton Youth Advancement League.
Hi! Welcome to the first show
edition.
Shut up, you're already ruining it.
Shut up.
Start over.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, and welcome to the first edition of the Sheep Inn podcast. I'm Billy Andrews.
And I'm Josh Cronenberg. And we'll be back after the theme thing. That's cool.
Sheep.
That's cool.
Shut up.
Okay, we're back. That's a really cool theme. I like that one a lot. I hear that everybody is on it, which is really cool.
Yeah. I guess we should explain what this show is and who these guys are. A while ago, Josh and I were surfing on the internet, and we found this website called sheepwithme.com.
And it has all kinds of stuff on it. And it has, you know, a bunch of songs from their albums that they recorded on cassettes many, many years ago, up to like about 6 years ago. And the music is really cool. It's diverse. It does everything from like comedy to metal to reggae to just kind of plain silly. It's really cool.
Yeah, and we were wondering, so we started emailing with one of the Sheep members, a guy named Paul Sador. And we asked him, how come, you know, the music is only on the website, and we, for some reason, me and Josh got it into our heads, why don't we do a podcast for them and promote their music and get someone else to listen to it?
Everybody should be listening to it because the stuff is just as good as anything on the radio, I'll tell you that much. But what we need to do is explain, you know, how everybody is and why we want to promote the music, which I just said. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to like play a couple of songs and to kind of give you the idea of what the whole thing is about.
So anyway, so we started emailing with Paul Sador. And we asked him if we could do a podcast and get permission to use the music, and he said, sure, why not?
Yeah, because no one, you know, why not? They're not doing anything to help it out, so we thought that we would, because we really like this music, and I think the people in there are probably really cool. Hopefully later on we'll have some kind of interview with some of them and let them know what everything is about. I think it'd be really great.
Yeah, so we recorded like a 40-minute show that we sent back to them. And they liked it, and they said that we could do more, and actually they said if we wanted to, that we would do interviews with them.
But they said we had to do another podcast because the microphone that we were using was so bad. But I guess Chris, who's like the main guy, is kind of the guy who's always grumpy.
Yeah, he heard the show and really liked it.
Yeah, so he said he'd get us some microphones. So he bought us a good microphone, or the one that they're not using anymore, and that's what we're using right now. It's still not great, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, that clipping is kind of annoying, but, you know, it's like, we can't afford anything.
So we're going to use that instead. So, anyway, when we got a hold of Paul Sador, the guy that we got a hold of about this thing, we got a hold of him, he gave us a little press release, and he asked us to go ahead and has all the information about who is where and who does what.
Yeah, so we're going to read that now.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm Josh Cronenberg, so I'll start.
Okay.
I guess here's how they want it read, so we're going to read it, and maybe we'll find out some new stuff for ourselves, too.
Right.
So it says, Sheep, the incomprehensibly subtle thing beings from Earth, are the next biggest thing to hit the internet.
And other hit media outlets.
They have assembled a mind-boggling amount of material over their career, and those new to the group will delight in its immensity.
Don't get us wrong. As you navigate through their still-growing body of work, you will find the occasional disaster, but for every disaster, there are many, many wonderful non-disasters.
Much of the appeal of the group is the mixture
and magnitude
of the group's members.
And hence the diversity of its product.
Who wrote this crap? Paul wrote it. Okay, anyway.
That wasn't very nice to say.
Oh, sorry, Paul. He don't care.
Now he's not going to let us do any more shows.
You know, he might not, but we'll have to keep going through this.
Okay.
Speaking of its members, let's review the crew in its entirety.
Okay, the first member is Chris Matthews, and his function is the sensibly mad glue of the crew.
There's Danny Hess, super stuff on the guitar, and Tough Enough to Overstuff, which is a really cool song, and I hope we can get it on the next podcast.
Yeah, we definitely got to play that one.
Yeah.
Mike Edwards, master of fish and other assorted random things, including occasional bits of string.
He also has this great character named Ned Velcro that he pretends he's a lounge singer.
Yeah, that's really funny.
It's so funny.
Your turn.
Oh, John Wilson, moody rhythm guitar and atmospheric enunciator. Nobody talks like this.
Yeah. Lillian Wilson, coolest and most
alternative
singer.
Lillian Wilson and John Wilson had the same last name. They're probably married or something.
Probably.
That sucks. I think Lillian's hot. I'm sorry. Jeremy and Angier. I guess it's like that country Angier.
Like Tangier.
I don't know what that is. Subtle bass player. Clearly fanatical about his many obsessive fans.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I wonder there's got to be other people that know about this stuff.
Maybe. Well, hopefully more people will know about it now.
Yeah.
Steve Wirth, crazy style and zany and uncanny singing abilities.
Rob Peroni takes the whole thing to the next intensity.
That's, wow.
What does he do, though?
Well, he must be the best one of the band.
Well, yeah, I guess he would be.
Ben Daniels.
They have like a tribute album.
It was my turn.
They have a tribute album to Rob Peroni.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we should play that once.
So he
Ben Daniels can make insanity out of the mundane and mundane out of the insanity. Sounds crazy.
I guess that's cool. Ken Garko, he has created riots with a mere whisper.
But wow.
What does he do?
Was he a superhero?
I guess he is. I think he plays guitar on some stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty good,
art.
Too.
He does art.
Jeff Mitchell, the speaker of the house and the band and the funky windy section.
Dave Daniels, poet and inventor, but can fix toilets and cars while waxing his skis. That's really cool.
Yeah. Lenny Wolfenstein.
That sounds made up.
It could be.
It could be.
I mean, there's a lot of people here. I mean, yeah. Maybe they didn't make up some names, but maybe it's all their people.
Okay.
Lyricist, rhymester, and brandied apples.
Jeannie Whalen, principal coordinator, leading light, and reflector.
And Paul Sador.
Say whatever we like. Oh, I'm sorry. Say whatever you want about him.
He answers his emails?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, they are truly a magical and illustrious crew. Please join us in exploring and enjoying the wealth of music and art.
We give you sheep!
Somebody stole my reason.
Some ears cannot hear.
Someone tried to cut my throat while I did not, and they to rest my fear. They didn't hear my words, they didn't understand. Turned my words their way, left my hand. Words they didn't understand. Turned their words my way.
with Destiny by Sheep off the Part 3 album, and it has everybody. Billy, who was on that one? Does that book say who was on it?
Yeah, the book says who's on it. Well, most of their books on their albums, you know, list everybody who plays on every right. song, because a lot of times not everybody plays on every song. So that one, A Date with Destiny, which was 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
It's not very long.
No. And so the words were written by John Wilson, Mike Edwards, Chris Matthews, and Danny Hess. And then it said, with a note says, with Benny Daniels and Steve Worth.
Wow.
And it was music by Danny Hess and Chris Matthews.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And so it's part of an album called Part 3, which was like this big, you know, theatrical kind of rock opera thing. And the reason why, but we're not going to...
I wasn't done yet.
I'm sorry. God.
I just listed who wrote it. Anyway, who played on it?
Oh, okay.
The singing was by Mike Edwards, John Wilson, Danny Hess, Chris Matthews, and Steve Worth. And I guess I could just... Okay, the singing part of that song.
God. Okay, tell us about the vocals.
The singing part of that song was... Damn.
It's like an aspirin.
Okay, the singing part of that song was done by... The singing part of that song was done by Mike Edwards, John Wilson, Danny Hess, Chris Matthews, and Steve Worth. Boy, that was a mouthful. And you know what else?
What?
I could probably just list their first names and you know who they are.
Yeah, so you had to be like, God, this is taking forever.
Anyway, bass is by Rob, drums by Chris, lead guitar by Steve, rhythm guitar by John, Danny, and Chris.
Okay, cool.
Can I just say one more thing?
What?
That list that Paul gave us, it listed all the band members. There's actually more members to the band that weren't on the list. But I guess we can talk about them when we play songs that they're on. I guess they're kind of like the second tier.
Yeah, that would work.
On this particular show, we're just going to play just a few songs from different albums that they made. And because what we want to do on like each show is probably spotlight like a...
Spotlight.
Anyway, so we're going to like spotlight each specific album on each show. And so that's, there's the Sheep albums, but they've also done solo work that they've done on their own that the other Sheep members helped them on. So we're going to work, you know, play those too, here and there.
Okay, cool. I think that's going to work for this, and hopefully this will all turn out pretty good. And then we can do different stuff. Okay, so what's coming up next, the second song that we're going to do is off one of the Sheep tapes featuring Mike Edwards. And it's called Don't Change That Beat. And it's really funny because it's like this really bad 80s disco song. And he's singing like in some kind of a Caribbean accent. It's really funny and it's got a really fast guitar at the end. And it's a great dance tune. It's called Don't Change That Beat. And it's off of the... Billy! God, what are you doing? We don't have much time.
I'm trying to find the info.
Oh. So what album is it off of?
This was originally off of the... It's called Of.
Of?
Yeah, it's just an odd name for an album.
That doesn't really mean anything.
And
we gotta get this... We could probably get the story behind that, why it's called Of, because that's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, when we do the interviews, we'll get more stories.
Yeah,
anyway,
that'd be great.
Anyway, so the personnel on that one, music is by Paul and Danny. Lyrics are by Mike and Danny. And it's performed by Mike, Paul, Danny, and Chris. And it was originally recorded in 82 and 83.
God, that's a long time ago. How did it take so long for those guys to do stuff?
God, how could it take them a whole year?
I mean, because they'd have a lot more albums out if they recorded more. But I like what they have. It's great, or we wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Okay,
so we're going to play Don't Change That Beat
by Sheep. Thank you.
Song.
It's so funny, Alec. It's really cool.
Yeah, you know what I like, you know, like about that song the best is when he goes, nostrils wide.
I know, that's it's like, he's like, big nostrils.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's funny. But what are spandex pants?
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell that's all about.
I have to look it up on the internet. Maybe it's on Wikipedia. Yeah,
maybe so. That would be cool. We could probably find a lot of things on Wikipedia.
Yeah, maybe we could do a Wikipedia sheet page for them.
That would be cool, because we could explain all that stuff that would be really cool.
Yeah, because on their website, they don't have a lot of info about who they are on their website. That's why Pulse Door had to send us the press release, because we really didn't know who they were.
I know.
Because on their website, it's just some pictures, and on their album page, it's just all their albums in one, like, blog posting thing, and half of them don't have any info about the albums.
I know, they should redesign it or something.
Yeah.
Look at us, we're like, they should fix it.
Yeah. I know. Maybe we can fix it.
Yeah, we can do that. We can ask them to fix it.
Yeah. Okay, because the reason we know some of their info on their albums is because they were kind enough to actually send us copies of their CDs and their cassettes, because a lot of their albums are only still on cassette, and they haven't made digital
yet.
Yeah, because one of the letters Paul wrote me was that he said that Chris Matthews is transferring all their tapes over to digital, and they've done about 13 albums, and they've only digitized two of them.
That's ridiculous. They can't do that now. They don't have any time to waste to do that. They should put that on as soon as possible.
I know, because cassettes suck, and we can't play them. We don't have cassette players, and, you know, all the music, you know, we get, besides the CDs they sent us, was from their website that we downloaded.
Anyway, the next song that we're going to do, play, it's Splitting My Sides, which is from Sheep for Sale, which is apparently their classic album, because all the songs are really cool on it, and it's sung by Steve, who is a great singer. This is probably this is one of his best vocal performances, I think.
Yeah, this is off their Sheep for Sale album, and this album came out in 1987,
20 years ago.
Yeah, wow, that's a long time ago. Anyway, it's 4 minutes and 38 seconds long. That's kind of long. Anyway, so the personnel on this one, it's music and lyrics by Chris, and it was produced by Chris, and it was recorded in September, October, November, and December. God, can't they just make a song in one day?
I know, I don't get that.
That's kind of funny. Stupid. Anyway, well, I guess we shouldn't say that because we want them to like us. Anyway, so, and the people that played on it were Steve does lead vocal, Chris does drums, piano, and backing vocal. But I don't think at the same time.
No. I think they said that where they would like play something and then sing on top of it. It's kind of like GarageBand.
Steve Wirt does the lead vocal. Chris does drums, piano, and backing vocal, but not in that order. Rob plays bass and clarinet.
Clarinet? That's really cool.
Yeah, clarinet's cool.
They have that like in classical symphonies. That they play clarinets in those.
Yeah, and then John plays guitar, and then Danny plays backing vocal. And as a side note, you know... here's Splitting My Sides by Sheep.
You're not feeling good today, are you?
Was summer side days resting up on the lawn? Thank you.
Solo or something boring like that, but it's a clarinet solo. You don't expect it. That's what makes it cool. That's what makes this really cool. And you know what else is really cool? It's the fact they all play like different instruments, so they can like line it up any way they want. And it just makes it sound every song, almost every song sounds different.
Right. And that guy Steve, he sings really well. When Paul wrote me one of his emails, and he told me that that Steve Worth and John Wilson are brothers.
No.
Well, that's what he told me.
They had different last names, I'm sure. Why would they be brothers?
Maybe they had different fathers for some reason.
Who? What the? Look into that one.
Yeah,
that's really weird.
Well, hopefully we'll get to interview them and we'll find out for sure.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Right.
Okay.
So what's our next song?
Our song is I'll Call You. Oh, okay. I'll Call You is another song that Mike Edwards sings. And watch, listen, you guys. Just,
what album was that on?
Oh, it was off of the, it was off of the Apollo Music Weekend, which was their first tape that
they made
a long time ago. It was just like four or five of them, and it's really neat. But you got to hear the song towards the end because Mike Edwards starts yelling like a complete crazy guy. It's so funny. You're gonna like it. This is like a Kinks. You remember that? Remember that band, the Kinks? Have you heard that song? All day, all night.
Yeah, I heard that song.
This is just like it, and it's like that in AC/DC. I guess they were really influenced by a lot of the old stuff.
Right. And Paul Sdor wrote that song, and Mike sings it. You know one thing I noticed about Mike is that he only sings. I don't think he plays anything.
Really?
Yeah. And then Paul plays guitar and sings backing vocal, and Danny plays bass and backing vocal, and Chris plays drums and backing vocal, and Steve Sdor, I guess that's Paul.
Steve Sdor? Maybe it's his brother, but yeah, maybe it's the same last name.
Yeah, how could that be? They have the same last name. Maybe it's his uncle.
Uncle Steve Sdor.
Yeah, we'll find out when we interview Paul.
Yeah.
And maybe Steve. Anyway, he plays piano and backing vocal, and it's produced by Chris. And let's put it on.
Let's hear it. It's I'll Call You When I Need You.
Call you.
See, that was called I Call You because he says it about a million times.
I know. It's like they couldn't think of any other words for that song.
And they go,
it's crazy.
I know. That's, we said it at the same time. That's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is called The Book of Paul. And it's kind of a weird one. It's just Paul doing this kind of funny thing. Well, I won't say what it is because it should be surprising. I think it's really funny.
I think he made it up as he went along.
He might have, because it kind of sounds like it.
They sound like they're like really tired or something when they're doing that. But you listen to it when you hear it. It sounds like they're tired, but it's funny.
Yeah, I was on the floor laughing. Anyway, so here it is. It's called The Book of Paul.
Oh, you know what? You're listening to The Sheep with me. No, what's this called? By the way, you're listening to The Sheep In Podcast.
I'm Billy Andrews.
And I'm Josh Cronenberg.
And I forgot to mention this before we play a song. We wanted to thank the Mary J. Pinkerton Youth Advancement League for the.
My cell phone's ringing. Hold on.
Oh, God. It's probably your mom.
I'm not sure. Hello? Oh, okay. Hold on a second. I gotta get this, okay?
All right, we'll pause and we'll continue.
You're listening to the Sheep In Podcast with your hosts, Josh Cronenberg and Billy Andrews. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back. That was my mom on the phone.
What did she want?
I don't know. She wanted to know what I want for dinner, so it's like, God, I'm working.
I know. You want to get the show done and your mom calls.
I'll eat anything. I don't care. Right. Anyway, what were we going to do?
We're going to play the Book of Paul.
The Book of Paul.
So here it is, the Book of Paul.
And unto him he gave the walk.
And he came.
The walk which he could cook many vegetables and assorted pork and meat with.
Don't forget the sauce. Don't forget the sauce.
But what did he do with the walk? He misused the walk. He ate cereal out of it. He used it as an oil pan for his car. And unto him he said, unto him he said, you have sinned.
I'm fixing his knife.
You have misused your walk, and you shall pay for it.
Pay for it.
But you must. That's how it ends.
That's right. You can buy
the Sador Testament for not less than $25
cash.
300 cents.
Paid for by the money you're telling us.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. That one's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's the Book of Paul. I still think they sound like they're really tired or something. Or they got the way my dad gets sometimes.
Right, right. Yeah, I really like that one. That's really funny. Oh, before I forget, or we forget, we wanted to thank this guy, the one of the Sheep members. His name is John Wilson. He actually did, he's the one that did the podcast cover art for us.
It's really neat. It looks really cool. I like what he does.
Yeah, he looks like a sheep inside. Like an inside.
Inn sign?
Inn.
What does that mean?
You know, a sign. Sign for an inn.
You like outside of a, like a swinging sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inn. Sheep inn. That's funny. I get that now.
You didn't get it before?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're dumb.
Shut up.
Anyway, so let's play one more. We're going to play one more song.
This will be the last song.
Yeah. It's called Boom Goes the Child.
86.
Yeah, because it's a different version than the original version.
Yeah, I guess what happened was Chris the drummer had played the drums over the original track to give it more of a sound, but it must have been like the sound of 86, because it don't sound like that now.
Yeah, yeah, the original version didn't have drums on it, and, which
I just said that.
I know, but which album was it on?
Originally, I think it was on, Of or the other one that's like was around then, like the small thing on the heat with the sheep hook, and I don't know what it was on. Are you getting a God? You should have this stuff ready. Is it on that one? No,
I'm looking at their, you know, we have all their albums in a stack, and sometimes it's kind of hard to look through them, but
no, it's not on that one.
Yeah, it's not on the
must be. I bet you it's on that of one.
You see
the small
one
thing in the hook of the white. The Mad Duck. What is that?
No, they have one album, and it's a long title. It's called No Small Thing in Light of Their Wild Duck Hook.
I don't know, but that's not on that album, so we should talk about that album some other time.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's on the Of album.
Of, okay.
Let's just play Wasting Time. I want to find it.
Boom Goes the Child, 86.
Should I reach the 86
Who's
one?
On it?
The 86 one is on,
Not that one.
Not that book.
God, this is, you know, we're going to have my brother edit all this stuff out. I think he'll do that.
Yeah, he might, but we really got to have our notes better next time.
I think that we should.
Because we got to keep taking our books out of our CDs they gave us. And there it is. Boom Goes the Child, 86. And it's performed, it just says performed by Mike, Paul, Rob, Chris, Trippy.
Trippy, what is that?
I don't know, but that's the guy's name. It just says Trippy, whoever that is, and Benny.
Stupid.
Is by Sador and Matthews, with lyrics by Edwards.
Okay. Oh, so he writes lyrics too then?
Yeah, so he sings and writes lyrics, and it was remixed from four tracks, so I guess the original was a four-track thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Anyway, so here's Boom Goes the Child, 86.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Boom Goes the Child, 86. It's a pretty trippy song.
Yeah, it's like kind of really moody. I like that one.
I think it's about like you know, they're all worried about nuclear war and stuff in the 80s or something like that. So
are
Boom.
You sure? Boom, I'd be a farty kid.
No. God, stupid. Boom, fart.
I thought it was funny.
Boom Goes the Child.
Okay. Fart.
So, okay.
So that's the last song of this edition of the Sheep Bin Podcast. I'm Billy Andrews.
And I'm Josh Cronenberg. So now we have to say all the stuff that you say at the end of these things. We want to thank Sheep for allowing us to do this. And if you want to know more about them...
Even if there's not much info there.
Well, there's pictures and stuff like that. You know, there's other stuff in there too, you know.
Yeah. Well, you can go to sheepwithme.com and really check them out.
Hey, and if you have any stuff you want us to know or whatever, you can contact us at thesheepin@gmail.com.
That's in with two N's.
That's the, duh.
Well, some of them might not know.
God. Well, it says right there in the iTunes title thing, it says I-N-N. You're a retard.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the end of the show. And we also want to mention that we're going to try to do the show at least twice a month, so hopefully we can do that.
That'd be cool if we could do that. You know, let us know that you're listening. That'd be really neat.
Yeah. So join us again, hopefully, in 2 weeks, where we're going to spotlight?
That's so gay.
Oh, would you shut up? Where we're going to feature...
That's good. I like that. It's cool.
Yeah, okay. Where we're going to feature their first album, Apollo Music Weekend, which they recorded in 1982. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So, and then we got to say one more thing, that this show is copyright 2009 by the Apollo Music Group. You know, you really shouldn't call someone retarded.